Hello. This is Dingan 8. Unit 8. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to a conversation about Canada. Fill each of the gaps with no more than 2 words. You will listen twice. Now listen and fill the gaps.
Daddy.
What is it, dear?
Can you help me with my homework? It's geography.
Sure.
How many states does Canada have?
Canada doesn't have states. Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories.
Where is the capital city of Canada then?
It's Ottawa, in Ontario.
Does Alberta have a capital city too, Daddy?
Yes, dear. It's called Edmonton.
Is that where the president lives?
Canada doesn't have a president, sweetie. The leader of Canada is called the Prime Minister.
How many people live in Canada, Daddy?
I think its population is more than 30 million now.
And the last question, when is Canada Day?
July the 1st. Canada began in 1867 on July the 1st, almost 135 years ago. Now listen again.
Daddy.
What is it, dear?
Can you help me with my homework? It's geography.
Sure.
How many states does Canada have?
Canada doesn't have states. Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories.
Where is the capital city of Canada then?
It's Ottawa, in Ontario.
Does Alberta have a capital city too, Daddy?
Yes, dear. It's called Edmonton.
Is that where the president lives?
Canada doesn't have a president, sweetie. The leader of Canada is called the Prime Minister.
How many people live in Canada, Daddy?
I think its population is more than 30 million now.
And the last question, when is Canada Day?
July the 1st. Canada began in 1867 on July the 1st, almost 135 years ago. That is the end of task 1.
Task 2. Listen to a conversation between 2 friends. Decide if the statements are true or false. Circle T or F. You will listen twice. Now listen and circle T or F.
Mike, I want to go to Canada for vacation. What would you recommend?
Well, it really depends on the kind of holiday that you want. If you want to have a relaxing outdoors, back to nature, I'd recommend Vancouver. If you want experience, a different type of culture, Montreal. And if you wanted to go to a big multicultural city, with a lot of nightlife and things to do, with respect to entertainment, or sports, then Toronto.
So, have you been to all 3 cities?
Yes. I actually have lived most of my life in Toronto and in Montreal, but I have spent some time in Vancouver as well. So, all 3 are very different in attitude and lifestyle, and in the way people live.
How so? How is somebody from Toronto different than somebody from Vancouver?
Well, somebody from Toronto is a little bit more high-paced, just because the pace of life in Toronto is a little bit faster. Vancouver is a lot more relaxed, easygoing. And Montreal has a strong French-Canadian influence. So in fact, it's mostly French-Canadian.
Now listen again.
Mike, I want to go to Canada for vacation. What would you recommend?
Well, it really depends on the kind of holiday that you want. If you want to have a relaxing outdoors, back to nature, I'd recommend Vancouver. If you want experience, a different type of culture, Montreal. And if you wanted to go to a big multicultural city, with a lot of nightlife and things to do, with respect to entertainment, or sports, then Toronto.
So, have you been to all 3 cities?
Yes. I actually have lived most of my life in Toronto and in Montreal, but I have spent some time in Vancouver as well. So, All three are very different in attitude and lifestyle, and in the way people live.
How so? How is somebody from Toronto different than somebody from Vancouver?
Well, somebody from Toronto is a little bit more high-paced, just because the pace of life in Toronto is a little bit faster. Vancouver is a lot more relaxed, easygoing. And Montreal has a strong French-Canadian influence. So in fact, it's mostly French-Canadian.
That is the end of task 2.